Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Dana and Parks coming up next. Hi, guys.
Hi. A good friend of mine had a daughter who was wearing Crocs back when Crocs were...
Here we go.
I still wear mine.
Popular in the 90s or early 2000s.
Still wear my same original
pair.
And
the escalator sucked the Croc into the top.
She had surgery.
She had to have surgery.
This is what I'm talking about, people.
It grips the rubber and pulls it down. And it's a machine. That is a machine. And once it starts pulling you in... If it happens,
like a foot chipper.
Yeah, it is.
Or your shoelace is going to get stuck and trap you, and you're going to die that way.
And then my second escalator story is we hear this like blood curdling scream. I'm like 18, we're at the mall in Topeka, and I look over the side of the escalator, and this little boy, probably 4 years old, 3 to 4 years old, had done that thing where you hang on to the rail on the outside.
Yeah.
Well, then it starts going up. Kid freaks out, doesn't let go.
Is he halfway up?
He is halfway up when we heard the scream.
Yep.
We dropped everything. My girlfriend flung over the side of it, pulled him over. Now we're with somebody else's kid at the top of the mall, realizing there's probably a parent somewhere at the bottom of the mall wondering what the heck happened to my kid. I still remember name was Trevor Corey Brown because we go, sweetheart, what is your name? And he goes, Trevor Corey Brown.
One of those guys with three names, huh? Look out for him. Look out for him.
God, he's probably on a milk carton by the time we get back down.
What are you guys doing today?
Nice job yesterday, by the way, in the fire coverage or for managing all of that.
I love when you said, I don't know why we're going to Jim Cunningham, but we're going to go.
We were talking about the Brussels fire.
Uh-huh. Good call.
The Brussels bombing.
He calls in. Yeah, but at the time we were talking about the photo of the fire you could see inside.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I've got to get on right now with this fire. And I go, why is he wanting to weigh in on Brussels?
We expanded the budget. We sent Cunningham to Belgium.
Quickly.
Damn,
very quickly.
We are on it.
What are you up to today?
Tony Anderson's latest video has come out. Mom says she looks hammered, but... And I can't even imagine what it must be like to lose a child. But sometimes I think her blame is not always in the right place.
Yeah, the mother's blame is in an interesting spot. I just saw that story. We just saw that one.
Dan and Parks coming up next, 2 o'clock.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life with a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Dana, what is your story? You've been teasing us all day and you won't say.
Well, I do have something to share with our listeners and with the KMBZ family. And I want to know what you would do about this. And
you're pregnant with your fifth.
I should even care.
Oh, I would care.
No. So I'm perusing Facebook last night.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine from high school is standing in front of four balloons. And there's this large group of people in front of the four balloons. And, I remember her. I'm going to read the post. It says, not feeling well, but still pulled it together for a minute to celebrate 25 years with our class of 1992.
She didn't get invited.
Well, a few of our crazy crew, anyway. Love to you all, Vikings of 1992. I'm going to show you the picture.
All right.
Okay.
How many people were in this picture?
Well,
I mean, really?
Just a quick guess, 30.
So 30 people, including one of whom, and I know she lives in Green Bay. That's an out-of-stater.
So were you one of the balloons that were missing from the class?
The balloons are the 1992. So someone went and got four helium-filled balloons, which says to me, premeditation.
You don't think getting 30 classmates together at the same time, same place, doesn't spell a little bit of premeditation? You did not get invited.
So I wrote to her and I go, did we have a 25-year class reunion that I didn't know about? And she wrote, LOL, not sure why you weren't there. Well, I didn't even know about it.
This is great.
Oh, I was not invited to my own 25-year class reunion.
You must have been the school bully.
Now, here's the deal. I wouldn't have gone anyway. But I want to at least have the choice to say I'm not going.
Well, they made a choice, and it wasn't to invite you.
I think all 30 gathered up like, invite Dana.
And you know it was
what?
A unanimous 30.
The fresh hell.
30 hands went up with hell no. Hell no.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I honestly don't really have anything to say. I'm kind of flabbergasted.
That's awesome.
Wait, let me see if anyone else posted. Yeah. Okay, here's another girlfriend of mine who's a classmate. Wish I could have been there, miss you all. Which sounds like she was invited and couldn't go.
Sounds like it to me, too.
Hmm. Here's another one from Amy. Don't know her. So glad you came out. Great to see you. Looking forward to our 30-year reunion.
You're not going to get an invite to that
no,
either.
No, no. I'm not going. I'm out. I'm out, people.
This is great.
I am disowning semen. That's what I'm doing.
I'm sorry?
I'm disowning semen.
Yeah.
They're dead to me. The semen, the Vikings, the whole thing. You're dead to me.
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Did you go to your 20th?
Yes.
Your 25th?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you know it was happening? Like,
I was
email?
On the organizing committee.
Oh.
And I made sure we invited everyone.
Well, you're a very inclusive person. Kara, when was your last reunion?
It was in 15?
Math is hard, isn't
it? I don't remember. I didn't go.
Okay, you didn't go.
I did not go.
Did you want to go?
No.
Okay. Travis?
I did get an invite, though.
When was your last reunion? He's probably the president.
Whoa, whoa,
of
did you hear what she said? She didn't want to go.
I heard that dig. I did get invited, though.
Mine won't be until next year.
Were you invited?
I don't know.
It's not until next year.
Not until next year.
Well, how long does it take to plan one of these things?
They usually start planning in the late winter, and the invites will go out about that time.
I mean, frankly, it looks like they're in the Econo Lodge.
Here's how this works.
No, I'm not discussing this any further. I just wanted you to know, and now we're moving on.
And I was invited just because of what I happened to do for a living meant that I had more people that I was in touch with on Facebook that I might be able to help track them. Now, I was not like on the student council or anything. But usually it's like the class president, the vice president, the treasurer, and whatever. They all get together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we did in Lansing.
Sure.
And they invited me.
Of course.
To come up and help plan it with them because I had contacts with a lot of people that they might not be able to find. And somebody had printed off a list of everybody in the class. We obviously put lines through those who were no longer with us.
Sure.
No need to send an invitation to a dead person.
It's odd because my name was Wright in high school, and that's still the name I go by now.
Huh.
From that's the text strange. Line, I was military and stationed all over, and they still found my address.
Oh, I'm glad you bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great point. I went to Heidelberg High School in Europe for 1 year, my freshman year. I still get invited to the class
great.
Of 89
that's
reunions.
That's great. You must have left your mark in Heidelberg.
And I've never gone.
Here's the deal. I wouldn't have gone. I swear to Moses I wouldn't have gone. But at the same time, I'm like, wow. I mean, right there on Facebook for the whole world to see. And I actually brought it up. I said, stand by. Let me pull the thread back. Here we go. I go, did I miss our reunion?
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine said, yes, I was ready to razz you about it. I went, and it's not even my class.
And I think the sad part is you only had 30 people there. I graduated with almost over 1,000, I'm sure. All those people get invites.
We missed you, Dana Wright. The verdict is in. You were on your way, but had to follow directions on how to get here. Now, they know I'm directionally challenged.
So this they clearly has been... listen to the show.
Yes.
Or it hasn't changed since high school.
So... I am really... Here's the deal.
So they know where to find you.
I wouldn't have gone. I know I doth protest too much. But it kind of really annoys me. I'm annoyed.
We tracked a guy down in California from our class.
I'm sure you did.
Got his address and everything.
I'm a reporter. Who do you need? I'll find them. It's so odd that no one could find me because I'm on the radio every day.
Jason Jacobson even came down with his wife, who was a class behind us.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
And he came in from Minnesota.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Sounds delightful.
Yeah.
I'm done. I am done with you, Topeka. I'm out.
In fact, if I remember correctly, Chris Smith flew in from Bermuda.
It's a long way.
We found him.
Dana, I was invited and I dropped out my junior year.
How about Rod gets invited?
People who didn't even finish.
And he never even went to high school.
Got the invite. That's great. Well, I'm looking at you, class of 92, and all of those 30 faces, and I am glad I didn't go. I'm glad I wasn't invited. Mm. I'm done. I am disowning semen. That's what I'm doing.
I'm sorry?
I'm disowning semen. That's what I said.
You're hurt.
Semen High, our fair school. Semen High, we sing to you. Cheering on, loud and strong, coach and team to victory.
Somebody else points out, and it's a great
point. Red and blue, colors true. May we fight to keep them bright.
Is anybody detecting an underlying theme here? For example, Dana leaves Semen High School in Topeka, proud home of the Vikings. Class of 92, this being 2017, do the math, that's a 25-year time span. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dana does not get an invitation to the 25th reunion. Mm-hmm. She also leaves Channel 5 to come over here.
Yes.
Oh. And is unceremoniously thrown out the door with no cake.
I did not get a cake.
No on-air recognition whatsoever for 12 dedicated years at Channel 5.
Interesting.
Maybe it's just that people don't like you.
From the text line, I think they dumped you, therefore you can't dump them.
No, I am dumping you. I am the dumper. I'm the dumper. I'm looking for a new class. Who wants to have me? Donut.
Hearing nothing.
Don't all text in at once, but I am looking for a new class of 1992.
Even your assistant doesn't want you.
You can't just piggyback onto somebody else's high school. And why would you do it in 1992? You'd want to go to 1993 so you can go to a reunion next year. Because now you have to wait another 5 years for a reunion. If they even do a 30. We had a lot of people show up for ours, but we found them all.
It's not like she's hiding.
No, it's really not. In fact, I believe her name growing up, the name you graduated with,
yes,
was what?
It was Dana Wright with a W. It's
still
my,
the same name that
name
you use today.
Every day on the public airwaves where I reside for 4 hours.
And if I'm not mistaken, Travis, KMBZ can be heard loud and clear in the capital city.
In fact, it can.
Yeah, it can.
We often get calls from people in Topeka. Mm. Your family still calls it home.
You know, they live about a mile from the school, still to this day.
Same house there. That you same graduated
house.
In?
Same house.
Huh.
Yeah,
interesting. Right down the old street from the old high school, huh?
Yep.
Huh. And it's not like you don't go back and visit.
No, I mean, big boosters they were.
Well, there's several people from the class of 93 that are offering.
Okay, good. Thank you. I accept your offer.
But the best part is when Dana says, I am adopting and willing to be adopted by another class from 1992, and all you heard was... Well, 192er wrote in.
Taking applications?
I think you'd have to fill one out.
I'm just waiting for your mom or dad to call and say, you know, we did get this letter in, but I guess we forgot to give it to you. It was your invitation.
No, I guarantee you the letter did not go there. I guarantee it. I was snubbed. I've been snubbed, and I'm done.
Tissue, please. I now need tissue.
Huh.
Who gets disinvited to their own reunion?
Dana Wright.
What did you do?
I think you did.
You don't know.
Tissue, please. I now need tissue.
Get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Facebook advertising starts at $5 a day. At Something Different Media Group, our advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Something Different's approach is simple. We learn about your business, and then we get to work. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
2, 3, 4! Things have been a little complicated.
down. Well, sex is cheap and talk is overrated.
That's why I'm a proud Lansing Lion. We may have a solution here, Travis. Somebody just reached out from up in Lansing.
Lansing Lions. That sounds good.
Lansing Class of 92 reunion is in September. Dana, we will adopt you. And here's the best part.
Okay.
I'll know exactly when and where it is going to be held.
Okay.
Because my brother graduated Class of 92 from Lansing, and he is going to the reunion. Already got his invitation.
Lansing Lion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds better than semen.
Vikings.
I will be a Lansing Lion. Thank you.
You can send your invitation, Class of 92, to 7000 Squibb, Mission, Kansas, 66202.
I think your brother just said, no, we actually don't want her.
Oh.
God, that must have been lost in the mail again.
If you get an invitation from the... So I'm being serious about this.
Yeah.
If we end up getting an invitation for you...
Yes.
For the Lansing Class of 92 reunion in September, you're going.
I can't crash someone else's reunion.
Why not?
Okay. If you go with me, I'll go.
Because you sure couldn't crash your own.
That's apparent.
I'm not going. I graduated in 89. Do you know how embarrassing that would be for me?
Yes, I do,
to go to my brother's 25th reunion? Somebody can't let go of the glory days. Here comes Scott again.
Wearing his jersey again. Hashtag awkward.
Scott, that jersey doesn't fit like it used to. And you wore pads back then.
Have you taken that off yet?
By the way, we should mark this real quick. Phil Witt signed off the air last night after 40 years at Fox 4.
Oh, God bless him.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's amazing? They did not do a montage of his career. Now, that may have been his decision.
Sure.
You know, I don't need all that.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist. I'm not part of the news. But he had a really nice thing to say at the end of the night, and I'll just read a portion in case you missed it. By the way, Phil Witt, I interviewed him back in 1993 for a class project at KU, and he is one of the nicest human beings on the planet. I was a dumb, pimple-faced 21-year-old kid from KU. And he spent hours letting me interview him.
Aww.
And gave me a great tour of, you know, Fox 4 studios and everything. Anyway, last night, Phil Witt said, and I quote, "As we close tonight, I ask your patience as I take a moment for a few personal thoughts. This newscast is the last one I will deliver to you here on Fox 4. We have been through a lot together in that time, you and I. Some of it's been very good and happy and triumphant. Some of it has been very bad and sad and horribly tragic. And there's been a whole lot in between. Through it all, I have cherished four main groups of people who deserve the credit for anything I've achieved in my career, in my life, here in Kansas City." And he goes on to list a lot of the people that he credits with his success here in Kansas City. He closed by saying, "To the viewers who have embraced me over these nearly four decades and put your trust and confidence in me to keep you informed, I thank you and I treasure all of you."
Aww.
And that was it. Fade to black, and Phil Witt's career came to an end. Aww. He's a good cat.
Great guy.
He's a really nice cat. Let's see. We'll hold off on Tony Anderson for just a little bit. We'll probably do that at 3 o'clock. Hasbro, the third largest toy and board game company, third only to Mattel and Lego, is eliminating gender from their vocabulary. Did you hear about this?
Okay.
In January, the company released their revenue reports by type of brand instead of by former categories such as boy, girl, preschool, games. They used to list their revenue in those four categories. Boy, girl, preschool, games. In fact, according to Brian Goldner, the company's CEO, gender does not even exist, according to a quote from the Hollywood Reporter. Goldner also says the company is looking at their brands more inclusively than ever before. He claims his company eliminated the old delineation of gender and claims that 30% of My Little Pony's TV viewers are boys. Not only that, but the company is also launching an all-female Star Wars animated series.
Good.
Decisions like this is why the company is reevaluating their stance on what gender is. Miss him. I'm being serious.
Okay.
Because maybe times have changed.
They have.
Or maybe people are just a little different. If young Willem, who's really still young, If when he was 5 years old and you asked him what he wanted for his birthday or for Christmas,
yep,
and he said he wanted a Barbie, mm-hmm, or a My Little Pony or an Easy Bake Oven, mm-hmm, or some sort of hair kit, okay, from the toy aisles, would you get it?
Yes, because I think he would have been, what, 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. I think around 5 or 6 years ago, we would have had enough education and knowledge to know that sometimes these things happen. And I think any psychiatrist will tell you, let them play. Don't read too much into this. Let them play. Now, my first son, when I was really young and I didn't know what I was doing at all, I don't know that I would have had the same reaction. I probably would have been like, huh.
What if? A little odd. What if B or Sophie wanted a G.I. Joe action figure?
Fine. I think you let him play. It wouldn't have worried me. I would have thought, do we need to go talk to somebody about this? Is this, you know, are we heading down a road where we need some professional help to help guide us down this road? But, you know, we had 4 very traditional kids, and we didn't make them that way. They came out that way. Some people have children, and they don't come out that way. There are some... I don't want to say wires crossed because I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Willem came out wanting to play basketball and shoot guns and play. He came out a boy, yeah, from the time he could toddle.
How many guns you let him shoot?
We started out, you know, with our oldest that, you know, he can use his finger. They pick up a stick and they make it a gun. Mm-hmm. By the time I had a 4th one, I was buying Nerf guns for him.
Somebody has a great point. So they eliminated gender, but they are releasing an all-female Star Wars cartoon? Doesn't sound like they eliminated gender at all.
Oh, but the boys can watch the all-female Star Wars cartoon.
And the girls just making can watch the other one.
They're making a more female-central show with female characters, whereas most of those cartoons in the morning, if it's shoot 'em up or sci-fi, predominantly He-Man, are going to be boy characters.
But Hasbro went to great lengths to point out that they were eliminating gender, and even the CEO said gender the way we once knew it doesn't exist anymore. But we are going to release an all-female cast cartoon,
yeah,
of Star Wars.
That's fair.
So gender doesn't exist if you have a penis.
Right. Correct.
But it does if you have a vagina. Okay. Got it. I just want to be clear.
You got it.
Get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Have you ever been forced to watch a YouTube video? Something Different Media Group can help you get your business there too with a video that screams quality, or else your viewers aren't going to trust the ad. Videos on YouTube start at 25 cents. That's right, only a quarter. And you can specifically target zip codes, demographics, and lifestyles. Call Something Different now at 866-744-9900 for a free evaluation. That's 866-774-9900. Visit Something Different in Kansas City, Leawood, Lee Summit on the Northland, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
This sounds like old Cheap Trick. Very nice. You know you're giving me a heart attack. Yes, thank you for finally getting rid of that music that sounds like The Flame for the last 30 years. Hello. Somebody writes in on the text line, my daughter loved Matchbox cars and Legos. We bought them for her. She wanted to play ice hockey, and we let her. She's 14 now. She still plays ice hockey, but she's also into fashion and other girly things, air quotes. They're kids. Why can't we just let them play? I don't disagree with that. This probably says a lot about me. When we lived in Anchorage, Alaska, when I was very young, I was in first through third grade, I remember distinctly playing Barbies with the girl next door out in the yard.
Is that all you played with the girls next door?
Well, that age.
I will tell you this, because someone said, are some of these parents making their kids gender confused? No. I have had conversations with parents who have gone through this. I cannot imagine what that would be like. It was devastating for them on many levels. They lost friends over it. They, one of them lost their church family. It just comes with a whole host of stuff and anxiety and depression that you would never want to deal with. But that being said, if you truly have a gender issue with one of your children, you'll know it. This isn't something that, like, one day they want to play with a truck and then the next day they go back to playing with Barbies. It is a persistent, in the cases locally that I know of, a persistent wanting and a persistent announcing of that I don't feel right in my body, that there's something wrong. It comes with depression. It comes with doctors. It comes with psychiatrists. This is not the same thing as having a little boy that once in a while wants to play with a Barbie.
I understand what you're saying. And, you know, I don't want to make this about transgenderism. And what's the name of the small child here in town? We've talked to her mother a million times. But it seems to me with the PC, and I will say what a lot of people are thinking, I'm sure, here, with a lot of crap regarding being politically correct in America, that we're walking on eggshells and trying to change everything to accommodate literally less than 1% of the American population. You see what I'm saying?
I think it's probably higher than 1%. But
transgenderism?
I bet it's less.
I'll look it up here in a minute, but I would bet it's much less than 1%. But it's almost as if, I mean, with the CEO of Hasbro saying, among other things, that they don't see gender anymore. Well, there are basic fundamental differences for the overwhelming, dare I say, vast majority of men and women and boys and girls in America.
Yeah.
If we don't see gender anymore, then let's just have unisex bathrooms in public schools. Let's have unisex locker rooms in public schools or in public places.
Yeah.
And I think you'd get, and rightfully so, incredible blowback from that idea because, you know, can you imagine, Dana, could you imagine if a big gym opened up in Kansas City and one of their big selling points was, we don't see gender. We have one locker room. I would bet that that most people in Kansas City would never even sign up for a membership.
Right.
Because there are, without question, and it's undeniable, there are distinct differences. I know I'm stating the obvious here.
Between
men and women.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. You know? 576-7798. 576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in. Hasbro is eliminating gender. But at the same time they announced that, they are, and I don't understand, it's not some law that if you're a girl, you can only buy My Little Pony stuff or Easy Bake Ovens. Your parents can buy you whatever they want. But what, is one half of 1% of the parents in America going to feel like they're being discriminated against because they're buying their daughter something in the boys' section? I mean, there's a reason that stores separate the sections. It's easier to find it.
Right.
You know, if I'm shopping for my nephew, I'm going to shop in a different part of Target or Toys R Us than I am going to shop for my niece. If I'm shopping for clothes for my daughters, I want to go to the girls' section at Target, not the boys' section.
Right.
You know? Anyway. Just a thought. Just my little soapbox. Sorry. 576-7798. Rod is one guy with four phones, so hang tight. If the phone is ringing or you're on hold, he'll be with you in just a second. Somebody says, in dispute of what I just mentioned, tolerance is tolerance, whether it regards 1% of the people, Scott, or 49% of the people. I understand, but at what point do we become overly politically correct? I almost said overly tolerant. I'd like to think I'm tolerant for the most part. But at some point, don't we become so overly politically correct that we almost inadvertently discriminate against the 99.5% just so that the 0.5% don't feel like they're being discriminated against?
I think you're making more of this than it really is. That's what I think.
Okay. The story is everywhere today about Hasbro. But I think
it's Hasbro.
You see? Great
Even
point.
In the name. God, bro.
Hasbro. But I think, Dana, what this speaks to for a lot of people, maybe people like me, maybe not like you, I don't know. It speaks to this growing change in what we have long considered the fabric of our society.
Right.
Where, you know, there are boys and there are girls, there are men and there are women. And now we have CEOs coming out saying there's no such thing as gender. Well, yes, there. Hang on, let me look.
Well,
yes, there is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know. Okay.
Ben in Raytown. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, my friend. Thank you for asking.
Well, Scott, I just want to say, earlier you hit it right on the nail. We are all trying to make it all good for just 1% of the population, or less than that.
And I don't even know that they're that offended by it.
I mean, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, for the what's her name? Avery's mom, Debbie, uh-huh. is who calls in.
Yeah.
I think even Debbie, and I'm, again, not trying to get into a big transgender conversation, but I would bet even Avery, who was born a boy but identifies as a girl, if I remember correctly, I would bet her mother doesn't walk into a clothing store, go to the girls' section with Avery or without, and just look up at the sign on the ceiling and go, America.
I think you, so would, you would be correct in that. Yeah.
She just goes to the girls' section because Avery, who was born a boy but identifies as a girl, wants to wear girl clothing. You know? I mean, are we going to mix the panties with the underpants? I mean...
Well, if that's your thing, you can go ahead and do that.
Not judging.
576-7798. Don't forget, we're in Lee's Summit this Friday at the 54th Street Grill and Bar. Be an honor and a privilege if you would spend your Friday afternoon with us. Dana Parks live, Lee's Summit, 54th Street Grill and Bar this Friday afternoon.
Is your business advertising stale? We're now on a different time. If your company relies on old-school marketing, you run the risk of becoming stale and out of touch. Something different can show you how to be at the forefront of your industry. Something different can help drive traffic to your door. Call Something Different now at 866-744-9900 for a free evaluation. That's 866-774-9900. Visit Something Different in Kansas City, Leawood, Lee's Summit on the Northland, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Parks. Wednesday afternoon. We're going to be in Lee's Summit on Friday. Doing the show from 54th Street Grill and Bar. Somebody just texted in. I'm looking it up right now. What percentage of Americans are transgender? But somebody said it's 0.3%. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, be whoever you want to be. It doesn't bother me any. You're not hurting me or my family. But we seem to be changing everything for, yeah, here it is, 0.3% are identify as transgender. Yeah, 1.8% of Americans identify as bisexual. 576-7798, David in Lee's Summit. Hello, David. David, hello. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we lost you. Sorry, boss. Dave in Kansas City. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Hey, don't you think that this is just one good reason why, this is just one reason, and I hate to get on politics, but why the Democratic Party is just losing their seats everywhere. They just lost five more.
Well, they didn't lose their seats. They didn't win those seats, and those were all previously held by Republicans.
Yeah, but they still lost. They still lost.
Well,
the race in Georgia, they just dumped. I mean, what is that? The most expensive election. They lost again. They're just losing in this. I mean, Alan Dershowitz was on the Fox this morning. And it's just the Democratic Party. And here we got a guy that's a liberal professor. I mean, he was a Clinton supporter.
Okay.
He is a Clinton supporter. But He's up there saying the Democratic Party has been hijacked by the radical left, and it's just a fact. And this, what you guys are talking about today, again, is just another reason why, listen, middle America is not going to identify with this. And this is
I will agree with you there.
Here's what I will say. I think that there really is two Americas, and not to make this too political, but you brought it up, Dave. There is the middle part of the country that I would argue is normal and for the most part inclusive, but still holds on to some old traditional points of view. And then you have, and I think it's demonstrated in Washington more often than in other places, then you have a group of people who are so intoxicated with their one little city that they simply do not understand the way other Americans think. But I don't know that you can make the connection like you're trying to, Dave. And I know you said this was just one reason, and that's fine. But if we're going to talk very briefly about what happened in Georgia last night, there were so many other things.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know that transgender issues are why the Democrats are losing middle America.
No, but I think you would agree that part of the appeal that Donald Trump had and surprised almost everyone when he won in November, I think we could all admit that, was that he went against the political correctness that a lot of people see gaining steam in America. And, you know, where we're told, well, you have to think this way and you have to believe this, or you're not tolerant or you're not inclusive. Well, everybody, I think, well, not everybody, but a lot of people want to think of themselves as inclusive, as tolerant, as open-minded. But we're constantly told, well, thanks for coming this far. Now you got to go this far. And after a while, you're just like, slow down, man. You know, maybe we'll get there. Maybe we won't. But anyway, long story short, and this was my original point, the loss in Georgia was the only one the Democrats thought they could maybe take. They poured $32 million on the John Ossoff campaign. But keep this in mind, John Ossoff didn't even live in the district. Now, that's legal in Georgia. If he had won, he would have to move into it. But, you know, I mean, that's the best you got is a guy with no political experience who doesn't even live in your district. Whatever. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first to the newsroom and Kara Markser.
At Something Different, you climb the mountain, we'll tell the world. Behind each business lies a great story. How well the story is told is the key to your success. Something Different is a unique full-service agency comprised of a highly experienced, talented, and versatile staff. We combine marketing expertise, art, and technology, providing your company with a distinct competitive edge. Tell Something Different your story, 1-866-VIDEO-14, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Welcome to the Dana and Parks Podcast on 98.1 KMBZ.
We'll do talk about Toni Anderson coming up here in a little bit. She was the gal that went missing. She was pulled over by a police officer. Was it in North Kansas City where she was pulled over?
Way north, I believe.
Okay, so somewhere in the Northland.
I believe so.
Okay, and she was, I think most people, reasonable people, would say appeared intoxicated. Maybe the first clue of that was driving the wrong way down the road. But she was allowed to sleep it off and move on. Some new video has just surfaced of her, and it looks like it's from the inside of a Quick Trip or some convenience store. And her mother is now saying she clearly looks hammered. And this was right before she was
pulled over.
That's
her mom's words, hammered.
Right. But, and we'll get into this in just a minute right after the 3 o'clock news with Kara. I've never lost a child, knock on wood. I never do lose a child. And I can't even imagine what Toni Anderson's mom and family are going through. But I'm starting to wonder if mom, in her grief, is placing blame everywhere but where it really does belong.
Understandable, but yes.
We'll get to that in just a moment, but first to the newsroom and Kara Markser.